Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young bros in the schoolyard.
Podcast.
We have James Enochs here in studio with us today. Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello, Chris.
Regards. How are you? Why did I say regards? I say you in letters.
Anyway, we're going to interview Jamie, right? We're going to play our classic game.
Jamie, we're going to play a game with you that we like to call What Would You Rather Do?
Okay, what would I rather do? What?
Well, you're about
There's
to find
There's different
out.
Categories.
We'll do pain first.
Okay.
Grace, you give the first pain.
Should I do a new one?
No, you can do. We'll get what Jamie. We'll give you the same one that we gave Brian last time when he was in the studio.
All right. Well, then you go first.
Okay, Jamie. Would you rather, using nothing but your hands, you can't use any type of tool, pull out your own eyeballs, both of them, like dislodge them from the socket, and
consecutively
then,
or concurrently?
You can do them however you want. It's your call. I think it's probably going to be easier to do them both at the same time, because after you do one, it's going to be hard to convince, to rally to do that second one after you know what it feels like.
True, but if you do them both at the same time, if you do them one at a time, you'll be able to see what you're doing for the second one.
Yeah, that's true. It's going to be real helpful. So would you rather pull out both of your eyeballs, mm-hmm. rip them off of whatever
like
ligaments?
You're breaking the yeah, optic nerve.
The optic nerve. I was going to say optic nerve. Good. Jamie, do you have any interesting facts about the optical nerve by any chance?
Well, your eyes and your optical nerve are actually part of your brain.
I got a good question for you.
So you're
this
ripping
came up
out
last
your
time.
Brain.
Yeah,
this came up last time. If you pulled both of your eyes out, mm-hmm. and you didn't unhook the optical nerve,
yeah,
if you made both of the eyes
there.
Look at each other, you think your brain would explode?
No, I don't.
I mean, you think it would like just be creeped, like freaked out, like what the hell is going on? How is this possible?
I see what you're getting, but most people's minimum focal length, I don't think, is enough. I think they'd be so close to each other that they wouldn't be able to focus.
But I can focus on your eye right here, and they're about
it's
the same
close.
Distance as they are apart. Plus, you're gonna have a little playroom with.
Plus,
the
even if they're not in focus, you're gonna know. You're kind of looking at yourself.
Yeah.
And what do you see? Is it like when
you
put
you,
two
here's
mirrors
what you
next
would see.
To each other?
Here's what you would see. You would see two hands. Holding eyeballs,
yeah.
But it would be
and
weird
a little
because
bit of the side of your eyeless face.
And how would your brain interpret it? Because yeah. would it be split screen?
I
don't
know. I almost want to do it just to find out.
I mean, really, what would it?
Totally.
How would it be?
I mean,
interpreted by your brain.
I know your brain would still be trying to mix things together. And
that's what I'm
image.
Saying. Wouldn't
so,
it
yeah.
explode?
It wouldn't explode.
I want to see MythBusters take this one on.
Okay,
you'd
but
like
here's
to see
the,
who
MythBusters.
So okay. then, what you have to do.
Friends of ours, we'll call them up.
Is rip them off of the optic nerve and consume them.
Okay. That's one choice.
That's one choice.
Okay.
Or you have to sew your own asshole shut and then shit it open again.
These are horrible choices. These are horrible choices.
Well, they're not supposed to be pleasant.
Yeah.
I mean... Let's kind of walk you through this, Jamie.
Yeah.
Because on the one hand, you're probably not going to die from ripping out your eyes.
Yeah.
Let him figure it out.
That's true. Well, yeah. Just walk us through your thought process.
Okay. It's true. Ugh. I think I'm going to go with the ass.
But here's, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
You would rather do the asshole thing?
Yes.
But you could die. Like,
it's true. It could back
explain
up
what
so
could
much.
Happen, Chris.
Okay, basically, you're not going to be able to shit through that thread. You're going to sew it in tight. That's a requirement. And you're going to get built up with so much shit, you're basically going to be shitting out your ears. And that will kill you.
That's science.
Yeah. Interesting.
Like, you have to, because you don't get to, like, clip it. You have to. You basically have to put
if
your
you
face...
don't shit it out your ass, you're shit out of luck.
You're gonna have to you're putting all of your faith in your shitting ability. In
yeah.
your ability to build to break your shit down.
And if you don't do it, you're up Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, that's true. Man, that'd be a horrible way to die too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you wouldn't have shit coming out of your ears, but
yeah, no, you would.
It would back up so much that
Do you think you'd be able to smell it on your breath?
No.
What would happen, do you think?
Well,
something internally would explode.
Yeah.
Mythbusters needs to take this one on.
Your intestines would explode. Why awesome. Did the thing stop? Weird. You have some sort of loop point. Anyway. Yeah, something would explode, and then you'd get an internal infection. It'd probably take
you. It doesn't sound so bad, actually, the way you describe it. Because I imagine that Chris's thing was true. Like, you know how in the cartoons, when smoke comes out of your ear?
It just keeps building up.
Yeah, slowly. Like, I imagine, here's what I imagine. You know when you watch a Pepto-Bismol commercial, how they show that it's coating, and you see, like, they go from red to, like, purple, which is
your skin just kind of turns brown.
Well, no, they show your inside stomach region, and it goes from red, which is inflamed, to cool, which they show, like, a blue, and it kind of coats over it slowly as it goes down.
And your whole skin takes on a brownish tint.
I imagine the opposite happening. Where it's like your insides are going from blue to slowly brown up, like you put, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
No, there'd just be some part of your lower intestine would explode. But what I think would be the first horrible part, actually, is that your sphincter would be doing its darndest to, like, loosen itself. Mm-hmm. You know, like, no, okay.
Chris knows
go
that.
On.
And that would be fighting against, you know, the stitches that were in there. And I think that would be truly horrible. That would be the first horrible thing that happened way before your lower intestines.
Well, the first of many horrible things.
Yeah, way before your lower intestines exploded.
And it would take a lot longer for this to happen than pull out your eyes, eat your eyes, you're done. And you're full.
Plus, that's probably healthy.
Danny. Uh-huh. You have to chew up your eyes or can you swallow them whole?
If you have
Because you type... might be able to crap them right out and pop them back in.
Not if you do both. Were you going to choose
both? Oh, you're
both,
not going to do both.
Yeah, I'll choose both.
Because if you're not going to choose both.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Well, that's true, but you think you could swallow an entire eyeball whole? You could, yeah.
They're
you're an
big.
Exception. Chris is an exception. But like a normal.
They're slippery.
Yeah, they're slippery, but they're big. No, they're
slippery. But wouldn't they be digested? I wonder if you swallowed your eyeball whole, would your body digest it?
Yeah, super fast.
But. What about corn?
Weak tissue.
Maybe your
corn
eyeball
is, weak tissue.
Is like corn.
Corn's not weak tissue. It's like 90% cellulose.
We did. Well, here's what we didn't tell you. Here's the thing, Jamie. We didn't say you couldn't cover your eyeball with corn before you ate it. You could just glue corn to your eyeball and then just make a corn, basically a shell, like a chain link armor of corn.
A corn tortilla.
Yeah, well, no, because your body digests. You never take a shit and then you look in there. Hey, look, there's that tortilla I ate earlier.
You don't know what I do.
But and then you'd be protected, and you could take your eyeballs out of your corn layer and perhaps reattach them.
That couldn't happen, actually.
Why?
Because your eyeball dies really fast. It's actually the first thing in your body that dies when you die.
Really?
Yes. Your eyes are the first thing to go. They're also the fastest thing on your body to heal, but they're dead, you know? Like, they're dead in minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if your retina gets detached, and you don't reattach it fast, it's dead?
No, not necessarily your retina, but, like, your whole eyeball, the whole system.
What else is there? Optic nerve?
Yeah, there's the shell, there's the cornea.
I don't know, I don't.
There's the rods and the cones, there's all kinds of stuff. It's a complicated thing.
How about rods and cones is a good radio name?
Who's who?
I'm Cones.
I'm Rod.
You're just Rod. It's Rod. Rod and Cones.
Rod and Cones.
Rod, that's a good radio show.
Yeah,
Rod
bad.
And Cones in the morning.
And one of you guys only sees black and white.
That's me.
Okay.
And I'm colorblind.
Yeah. So I stand by what I said.
You don't think you're going to die?
Oh, I'm going to die.
But you're not going to die from ripping your eyes out.
It doesn't sound pleasant.
It's better than death?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe?
I don't know.
But this does sound pleasant. Sewing your asshole up, slowly dying.
Uh-huh.
Remember the sphincter thing you said?
Yeah, I know. I think it would take like 20 days to die, too. It would take a long time.
That would suck. That would be like probably 20 of the worst or close to worst days of your life, I bet.
Yeah, well, he's made his choice.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'd be doing the whole time? Looking around, checking things out.
Like, hey, look, my asshole's sewn together.
But the cedary. All right, now we're going to move on to our other game, our other juvenile game.
Yeah, this game is called F, Marry, or Kill. F stands for have sex with. Okay, you give one name, Chris, and then I'll give another.
Okay. What's your nephew's name? No, we won't do that. I was just joking. How about Wally? Your friend Wally.
Okay.
Wally.
And don't say fuck right away. You hear the other options.
Wally. Okay. Just to keep Wally, your sister Molly.
Ooh.
Or Chris's ex-girlfriend Holly. Wally, Molly, or Holly. No, no, I don't want that one. I just wanted to keep a rhyming scheme. Yeah, right. Do you know anyone else? Do you have any friends?
The other Molly.
Oh, or the other one. That's an obvious kill, though.
Nope.
Or the other Molly. Let's just throw it in there. Hmm.
Well, hold on a second. We have a man, his sister, and just some random chick.
It's not entirely random.
Because he doesn't want to kill Wally.
Hold on a second. I know.
There's some good dynamic to this.
Hold on. I know who the third one's going to be. Your dead dog.
He's just going to kill his dead dog.
You might fuck it first. I feel like the third thing should be an animal.
The animal will just end up getting slain.
Or married. Let the man make his own choices.
No, I mean, it's too obvious. We can see what
all right, all right, all right, all right.
It should, you know, I think we're making the decision too easy.
Okay.
It should be someone else that he cares about. But
Tanya.
That doesn't want to have sex with. That's too easy. It's
why is that too easy? That's his friend's girlfriend.
Yeah, but I mean, given the options.
Definitely have sex with her.
Yeah, it's either going to be Mary or...
Oh, but you're going to kill your sister?
He might marry his sister. And then they would probably mutually agree that they'd never have sex.
Let's not logic this out for him, all right? Let's just let the man decide.
The man has good logic. He's a smart man. He's
let
gonna
him
make
decide.
Yeah, well, I
this is
make
his choice. And stop trying to live his life for it.
I want to make the decision tough for him.
All right. Well, what's your idea?
I don't know. That's what we have to work together.
Well, I'd be giving you suggestions. Why don't you try giving a little instead of just taking?
Or shoddy.
I was thinking about saying shoddy, but
Wally, Molly, or shoddy. That's good.
All right, that's good. Fine.
That is good. Man, the kill one is the hard one.
I know, obviously.
Jamie's thinking, man, I want to fuck them all.
I don't really mind the other two.
All right, that's a little disturbing when you say it like that. I don't mind the other two.
You guys couldn't see that huge smile on Jamie's face. He was licking his lips as he said that.
He was rubbing his hands together slowly.
Like if you tried to make a character look greedy for money in a movie and had them rub their hands together, that's what Jamie looked like.
Yep.
Wally, Molly, and Shoddy.
They kind of rhyme, too.
Yeah. That is tough. I don't want to do a dude.
Oh, now you're trying to cover your tracks. Uh-huh. That's very obvious.
I think you're just trying to hide your passion for your sister. But I don't want to do it, dude, so...
I guess I have to.
Obviously.
I mean...
No.
Well, part of me wants to be ornery.
Well, no. I want an honest answer. Mm. Don't just try to, like, F with us. Because I want...
We all give honest answers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well... I think Wally's got to go.
You're going to kill Wally.
Yeah.
Wow, why?
I'm telling him he said that.
I don't know. Shoddy's my best friend.
Wally's his sister.
Yeah. Man, I love that guy. He's a good guy. Right. I'd rather he didn't die. But I will murder him.
Plus, you're an environmentalist, and Wally's the biggest out of everyone, so he is leaving the biggest carbon footprint.
Yeah, and he's a jackass
Republican.
He eats
the most. He's a Republican?
Yeah. Cool. I actually tackled him in the 2000 elections.
Really?
We were sitting there watching the returns.
It sounds like you guys are talking. You mean like in a debate or something? I don't know. It's
no,
like
I mean I attacked him.
I know.
It kind of does.
Yeah,
it?
I tackled him in the 2000 election.
When I found out that he had voted for George Bush,
he voted for George Bush. Does he regret it yet?
He's done it twice. Yeah.
Wow.
In one election, did he vote twice in the first one, and then?
Yeah, one's in California, one's in Florida.
Right. I mean.
Anyway.
He voted for him after.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, his dad's a jackass, and he just does whatever his dad tells him to.
My dad's a jackass.
Yeah, his dad's a really, really, really smart jackass, though. All right, so I'm going to kill Wally.
Okay.
God. Incest or sodomy? Does it always come down to incest or sodomy? Hold on.
Don't rule out sodomy in the case of Molly.
I mean, does it always come down to this? This is probably pretty regular, right? Incest or sodomy?
This is pretty much... We should call our show, instead of the Rod and Cones show...
Incest or sodomy.
Just incest or sodomy.
We should call people at random and ask them these questions.
Because I think the marriage is pretty benign. I do think that we can make a gentleman's
agreement. Let me tell you something. In this marriage, it cannot be an open marriage.
Yeah. There,
you cannot step outside. Definitely
not. I don't mind not having sex with anybody.
But you're going to get... There's going to be a time where you're going to be tempted. You're going to be looking at Molly or Shoddy. And...
or Wally's corpse. the thing of it is, what you might not understand is that the two of you have to publicly declare your love for each other.
Yeah, you have to get married. And there's no explaining.
No explanations at all.
I don't mind any of that.
That's true. Jamie is probably the best for this. But imagine you guys don't get to tell your parents. You just have to go be like, Dad, Molly and I have something we want to tell you.
Yeah. Which is more unbearable.
Well, obviously, when you think about it that way, I think it becomes obvious again.
Of course, the parents will be more accepting of you and Shadi.
I really think that.
That's true.
I mean, Shadi is Arab. I think they can get over that.
So then I just have sex with my sister in secret?
No,
in public. It's a public declaration of sex.
It's going to be broadcast on... it's not even pay-per-view. It's on CBS. Whatever the most watching it. They're going to put it in the middle of American Idol on the final. Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. I see a flaw in this. Okay. Uh-huh. I have to be monogamous to Molly.
You're going to have... It's like your bachelor party.
You tripped me up before I got there.
I saw where you were going. And she doesn't find out about it either. Well, it doesn't matter if you... No, she does find out about it, and she's jealous, and she's mad at you, so your marriage is horrible. She always resents you for that, because she wanted to have a nice, clean, you know.
Yeah, a nice, clean, sexual marriage.
So, who are you marrying? God. Out of your mind. Here's the advantage. Okay, go ahead. You decide.
It's horrible either way. I really don't know. I could easily be married to Shadi, and I think it would be a nice life.
See, that's what I think, too, because the only hard part...
Yeah, but you're just thinking about the sodomy. You have to think about like hanging out with each other and having meals together. That might not be so pleasant.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I was going to lead you down that road.
Yeah.
You're going to get to hang out with your sister anyway, but if you're married to Shadi, then you guys are just... live together.
And your family will eventually accept it.
They will accept it right off the bat.
Yeah, my family
His parents won't care at all. They suspect already. They've told me.
Yeah. God, I don't want to do my sister.
Yeah, whatever. That wraps it up. Chris is going to...
You totally want to do your sister.
He's
going to
have sex with his sister, Molly. You heard it here first, folks. And that's all the time we have.